Good morning, Bereshis Rabbi Crown. So we are on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis by the two dots. So if you recall, we had a Mishnah a bit ago that talked about a number of instances of someone who rapes a Nara. So let me read the Mishnah that we, the beginning of the Mishnah that we did a few dots ago. So it was, Elu Naros Sheishlem Knas. So all these women, if these Naros, we defined them, you know, those things before, someone who's a Nara and she is raped, they still get paid a fine even though they're, you know, in theory Chai of Kare. So we talked about Balam Zeres, Val Nesina, Val Kutit, Val Gioret, Val Shvuya, Val Shivcha. So all these cases, Val Anita, we talked about Baal Choso, if you had someone violated his sister, Baal Chos Aviv, or his father's sister, Baal Chos Imo, Baal Chos Ishto, Baal Eishas Achiv, Baal Eishas Achi Aviv, Val Anita, so that whole group, Yeshlem Kanas, they still get paid, there's a fine for raping the Nara, and that still happens, even though they are, in theory, they have Chayav Kares. And we learned that there's the concept of kamle midrava bide. So it's basically that you only get, when you're chayav for two different things, you only get one of the things. So in these cases, that even though they are chayav for some form of the death penalty through kares, they would pay the fine. And they wouldn't necessarily be chayav for any sort of misa as a result. And we had talked over the last several dapim about, you know, all sorts of cases and instances of when you have two things happen, you know, you're liable for two things at a time, that you only get one and not both. And we talked about a number of instances. So now we're going to quote a Mishnah from Makos that seems to have a different spin on the exact same case that we had in our Mishnah. So we're starting from Habalachos Aviv, which is two dots, about five lines in the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And it's quoting our mission that says, what I just read, Uramin, who we have a contradiction. The Elohein, this comes from Makos. Elohein Alokim, these are the people that get Makos, that get lashes as a result. Habalachoso, Valachos Aviv, Valachos Imo, Valachos Ishto, Valachos Achiv, Valachos Achiv, Aviv, Valhanida. So all these people that we just said in our Mishnah, they would pay the penalty. Here we're saying they're going to get Malchus. So,
in addition to,
you know, we know that you can only get one thing. So this is implying that our Mishnah says you get a penalty. This Mishnah says you're getting Malchus.
Not a penalty.
So that's why we have a contradiction, right? We learned in our Mishnah, you know, that I just read to you, that you don't get Malchus, but you pay the fine. So we have a contradiction, right? We have one Mishnah you have the same exact set of instances, and we know that you're only going to get one thing and not both things. So Mishnah in Ksuba says you're paying the fine. Mishnah in Mako says you're getting Malchus, you're getting whipped. So we have a contradiction. So we're going to try to resolve that contradiction. So Arma Ula Lo Kasha, no problem. Kan Bachoso Nara. In our Mishnah, it explicitly says that we're talking about a Nara, right? We're talking about a girl who is under 12 years old. Kan Bachoso Bogeres. There, in Makos, you're talking about the sister who is above 12 and a half. She's a full adult. And therefore, you're not talking about the same thing. In our case, there's the concept of the fine that you get. Only our Mishnah explicitly says it's a Nara. That Mishnah is talking about a Bogeres. So when you talk about a Bogeres, a girl who is above age of adulthood, there is no fine for, the fine doesn't apply, and therefore they would get Malchus. But the Gemara asks, Achoso Bogeres, Namiha Ika Bosha Supagam. So when it comes to the adult girl, if any of these happen to her, there's also a monetary penalty involved, that when you, someone violates an adult, they have a number of things they have to pay. They have to pay boshes, which is for embarrassment, humiliation, and pagam, for causing a depreciation of her value. That the value of the girl before she was violated was a certain amount, and now that she's been violated, in theory, you know, it's not PC to say, but if you went to the marketplace, she'd be worth less. So he has to pay as a result. So it's not just that there is no fine when it comes to a bokeres, but these other the other things that the guy has to pay. So in theory, if he has to pay when it comes to an adult, he shouldn't get malchus, or if he's getting malchus, he shouldn't have to pay. So again, maybe that's doesn't work to say that our Mishnah here in Ksubas is talking about a Nara. That Mishnah there is talking about a bogeres, because in both cases there's a penalty involved.
So the fine is in the Torah is just specifically for a Nara. That's what
the Mishnah about. That we read specifically said Nara, our Mishnah, right? If you go back to our Mishnah. Correct, because that's what it says in the Pasuk, right? The Pasuk says, wherever it is, anyway, it says that Eila Nara Sheishlan Knas, and it quotes, our Mishnah quotes the Pasukim that talk about the Nara. You're right, it says, Ki Yamatze Ish Nara Besula, right? So it talks about a Nara. Our Mishnah, the Mishnah in so the first, Ula said that the Mishnah in Makos, not talking about a Nara, it's talking about a Bogeris. And a Bogeris doesn't get this fine, but the question is, yeah, that Bogeris doesn't get that fine, but the Bogeris, with the Bogeris, and these other payments that he's now required to make that are essentially a fine. So the Gemara answered.
I'm sorry, is a Nara also. Is Boshet and Pagam also an issue for Nara?
No,
also?
I think what it's saying is the Nara only gets these things, and okay. And when it comes to the Bogeris gets these other things. Because otherwise, there's no question, right? You would say then, you know, it's comparable, right? There's no difference. Our answer is Beshota. We're talking about a Shota, a woman who does not have her mental capacities. And if you look at Rashi, the second skinny line, b'shote she'en la boshes v'damim limkor b'shuk dami ein la. There is no depreciation. She doesn't get paid for embarrassment. She doesn't get paid for her depreciation of value. Because she's a shote, she doesn't feel, and again, none of this is PC, but because she's a shote, she doesn't feel embarrassed. And because she's a shote, she really has no value in the marketplace. And therefore, there is no fine that would be available if the girl was a shota. Our answer is v'ha ikat sara. But in all cases, even though she's a shota, you still need to pay her for sara. So if you look at the next Rashi, v'ha ikat sara, the hachi tnan b'mistisin hamafate. No, this is the wrong Mishnah. Never mind. This is the wrong Rashi. We're not up to that yet. V'ha ikat sara. So we're talking about. That she still should be paid for her pain and suffering, right? So that's the other thing that she'd have to be paid for.
That's different than boshes.
So boshes is humiliation. So there's multiple things, right? So there's boshes is humiliation, yeah. Pagam is depreciation that she's worthless, mm-hmm. And sara is for physical pain. So you'd have to pay in case of a rape of an adult. You have to pay for these multiple things.
Even for a short time.
So for a shota, you could say there is no boshes, there is no pagam, but there is tsara. She's still feeling the pain as a result. Our answer is mefuta. No, we're not talking about a rape case. We're talking about mefuta, which is seduction. In case of seduction, there is no. So let's read the two rashis we just said. Ha ikat tsara, dahi tama masnisin, hamafate nosen boshes upagam. Uknas mosif alava onesh and no salat tsar. So someone who is someone who rapes someone who is an adult, they have to pay boshes, which is this humiliation, and begam, which is her depreciation, and the knas and the additional fine that's added on for rape as opposed to mafata is you have to pay atzar. But hamafuta, when it comes to mafuta, which is seducing the woman, the ein la tsar, she's not entitled to this pain. That everyone would say that if someone, you know, so when you're seducing the woman, at the end of the day, she's willingly going along, and therefore she's not entitled to a payment for any physical pain. So as a result of this, you can say the shota who was a mafuta as opposed to being raped wouldn't be entitled to any of these payments, and maybe that's what the Mishnah in Makos is talking about. Correct. I mean, it's hard to.
I don't know. It depends on.
There's still a difference between rape and seduction, even when it comes to a shota, right?
But are they going from shota, a shota or a shota who is seduced, or are those two separate things?
It's all connected.
Or a woman who is seduced.
It's a shota. it's a shota. First we said it's a shota, in which case you would be entitled to Sara.
Right.
And now we're saying, no, it's a shota who is mafuta.
Okay.
So I believe that's right the way it's saying, right? So, so in which case she doesn't get the physical pain. Because otherwise, because there are penalties that you have to pay, even if you are, you know, for a mafuta still has to pay penalties. But if he just doesn't have to pay Sara, he has to pay 2 out of 3. Right, so, but when you're coming to a shota, you would say because of the combination of factors, when it's when it's seduction, you don't have to pay any of the three. So therefore, maybe because there's no penalty, therefore, okay, it's green light to give makos instead. Right. So
does the mafuta get? Why does the mafuta get any of these penalties? What's
because because the pasuk says when it comes to mafuta, the mafuta has to pay whatever penalties the mafuta has to pay. So. So you have to pay a certain amount. You have to still pay for Boshe Subagam in those cases when it's a Bafuta. But you don't have to pay for Tzara. Right? That's the one thing you don't have to pay because at the end of the day she was going along with it, you know, even though she was seduced. So Gemara now says, "Hasha the asis lahaki." Now that we've come to this conclusion and we said what we're talking about, you know, these things together, we're talking about mafuta. Afilo tema achos anara. You can say that maybe that Mishnah is also talking about anara. You know, if you're going to go to the point of saying we're talking about mafuta now and we're not talking about ones, we could say we're talking, put aside the whole shota argument. You don't have to say shota. You could say, all right, it's mafuta of his sister. And what you're talking about is biyasoma, that the father is no longer alive, umafuta. So in the case of a girl who is normally a girl who is mafuta, right, whatever penalty would go to the father. But in the case where she is an adult, right, she's no, or she, there is, she's a yasoma, not an adult, she's still a nara, there is no one to pay the penalty to, and therefore there is no penalty, and therefore maybe he should get malkos as opposed to in that case, because again there is no penalty. So what we're trying to do here is to find the scenario to say if there is a penalty, there is no malkos. But if there is malkos, that means there has to not be a penalty. So what we're trying very hard to do here is to say the only reason in the other Mishnah in malkos that it's saying that you're getting malkos, you're getting lashes, is because there is no penalty. So in the case of a yesoma or mafuta, so it's a mafuta, not a rape, and it's a yesoma, so nothing goes to the father because she's a nara, right? Therefore, there is no monetary penalty.
So nara, there's no boshet or pagam either. Then.
Nara just gets the penalty, and that penalty goes to the father, right? So we have maybe a couple of options, right? So maybe that's the way we can get around it. So Alma Kesavra, but that therefore we must say that what Ula says, Kol Hecha Deika Mamon Umalkos, in a scenario where someone is chayav to both money and Malkos, Mamona Mishale Milsalalake, he would pay the money and not get Malkos. Because we just went to great pains to prove that the only reason he got Malkos was because there was no penalty, and therefore we could somehow derive from this that what Ula is telling us is if there's a penalty, there is no. If there's both, there you pay the penalty and you don't get the malchus. But how does Ula know that? How does Ula know this? How does Ula know that when there's two penalties, that the money comes first and the lashes gets put aside? Maybe it's the opposite way around. The Gemara answer is Gemara mi chovel bechaveiro. So when you talk about chovel bechaveiro, that's where you are wounding your someone else. So ma chavel b'chaveiro. So when you wound somebody else, de'ika mamon umalkos. There are two penalties that in theory you should get for it. The first penalty is for actually hitting another person. So when you hit another person, there's a, you know, we learn from the, when it comes to the Beis Din, when the Beis Din gives malkos, they're only allowed to give a certain amount. If they give more than that certain amount, they're chayav. They're not allowed to do that. So from there, we learn that there's also a prohibition on a person hitting another person, right? And in addition to that, if someone wounds someone as opposed to hitting, when they're hitting them, they're chayav, again, for penalties. Because it says, if you look at Rashi, Cholol Dechareiro, right, it says, Ika Malkus Delo Yosef, you're not allowed to add on when it comes to Malkus, Umamona Mishalom, and he also has to pay money, Kedeksiv, Shifto Yitain, Vafil Itru Bein Nami Mirabi Leila Kame Mishmati Behadi L'Tashlomim. So you have to pay, in the case of when you injure somebody, there are four things that you have to pay. You have to pay what's called sar, you have to pay, which is, you know, injury or hurt, or, you know, for the pain. Ripoy, which is you have to pay for his medical bills. Sheves, you have to pay for the fact that he's no longer able to work, so you have to pay for the time he can't work. Uboshes. Boshes is humiliation. So when you injure somebody, you have to pay for those four things. And when you hit somebody, you also are chayav of Malkus as a result. So in that case, Mamona Mishale Mika Lalake. In that case, the rule is that you pay the money and he doesn't get the Malkus. Afkal Hecha, the Ika Mamonu Malkus, Mamona Mishale Milka Lalake. In the case, and therefore, if we learn from Chovel, we learn from injury, that just like by that case, you would pay the money, but you would not pay the Malkus. You would not get the Malkus. So too, you would do this, you should do the same in all cases. So the Gemara pushes back on this. What comparison can you make to the case of Chovel, where you're liable to pay money for five things? Remember, I mentioned those five things. Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, Uboshes. So Nezek is depreciation, that again, his value has gone down somewhat. Tsar is for the actual pain that you caused him. Ripoy is for the, you know, the medical bills. Sheves is the time he cannot work. And Boshes is humiliation. That there are five things that he has to pay. And therefore, you might say that it's more still paying the money, it might be more strict than the actual giving of the Malka. So that's why maybe it's more significant. The Ima Mona Lekula, and if you want to say that paying the money is more lenient than giving, so you're trying to figure out like which penalty you're applying, right? So you want to say Iba Mona Lekula, if you say no, but even though he's paying the money, it's more lenient the actual giving of the Malkus. You got to say that there's another issue here. Sheken hutar miklal bevezin, that there's a leniency that when it comes to giving Malkus, there is a scenario where you're allowed to give Malkus penalty free. What is that scenario? The bezdin. The bezdin is allowed to institute hitting somebody when it's done for purposes of the correct purpose. So a normal person, person A, is not allowed to hurt person B, but the Beis Din is allowed to hit person B in the correct scenario. So what it's saying here is that it's disputing this case, because you could say on the one hand, if you want to say that whipping is more significant, therefore you might say, but no, in this case you have the scenario of five monetary payments, so maybe that doesn't apply. And if you want to look at the other way and you say maybe the money is more lenient, you can say that no, in this case is also an exclusion, and that exclusion is because there's a scenario where you're allowed to hit the person. So we're going to try to see if more scenarios of this, but for this we'll stop, and we'll pick up again tomorrow from the full day.